The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for being with us today. You know it, it's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and I am super jazzed to have you with us today because we're continuing our focus on your good health. From driving safe and slow with ISP Sergeant Justin Scotch to making smart, intentional decisions any time of the year, but including the new year, with Counselor Susan Gordon, and today with Kenny Marquard. Kenny is a fitness expert, a personal fitness coach, and a successful business owner right here in Sandpoint at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. So we're going to talk to Kenny about strategies for good outcomes in our fitness goals and, boy, uppermost in my mind, staying motivated. So keep it right here, everybody, as we take our first break. Then it's all about good information that you can use.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Well, hey, Don Thomas here with Sandpoint Furniture, hoping that all of you had an enjoyable Christmas time with family and friends and looking forward to a happy and healthy new year. And you should know that our buyers have headed off to the winter furniture market to bring in all the latest fashions and designs in home furnishings. So that means that we're going to need to clear our current inventory to make room for the new arrivals. Sandpoint Furniture is offering you a fantastic opportunity to get a great deal on furnishings for every room of your home. Living room and bedroom sets, entertainment consoles, dining room tables, desks and bookshelves, area rug lamps, and more. Keep a special lookout for all the bright color tags on pieces, offering anywhere from 10 to 50% off normal pricing. And while you're here, don't forget to check out the available savings at our clearance store right across the way. Also, it might help to remind you that we offer 12 months interest-free financing with no minimum purchase. So at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, helping you bring on the new year in style for over 70 years.
AGE Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. That means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system right here in Sandpoint. And now, offering electrical services. When purchasing a new qualifying Lennox system, get up to $2,000 in rebates or qualify for no payments, no interest for 12 months. Also, up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Go to AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number 059041.
This new year, I want to spend more time with my family, get healthier, and make sure my finances are in order. That includes finally securing life insurance. My friend recommended SelectQuote. They've helped more than 2 million people find coverage in the last 40 years. In 15 minutes, a licensed insurance agent found me a $500,000 policy for only $16 a month. And my husband got a $500,000 policy for only $18 a month. Plus, we qualified for same-day life insurance. No medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With SelectQuote, even if you have a health concern, be it high blood pressure, diabetes, even heart disease, their experienced agents can find you the right life insurance policy at the lowest price. Make life insurance the first resolution you check off your list this year.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-262-1212 to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-262-1212. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-262-1212. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Join me. Say hello to Kenny Marquardt. He is, as I say, he's the head guy at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. Kenny, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. This will be a ton of fun.
Excellent. It is fun. I love these conversations, especially meeting somebody like you that I'm interested in what you have, but I'm meeting you now for the first time, and that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Introduce yourself to our audience. Tell them a little bit about your background and your experience and how you came into being an owner and of a gym.
So fitness for me was always my preferred outlet. Like, it was the thing that was my safe haven. And actually, that started in my teens, which it was just the thing I had control of in my life. So it really resonated with me. It was something I just was drawn to. And over the course of my life, I found that that's what I wanted to do with my life, is help others. I was doing that in the gym throughout my years, just helping those who I bumped into or friends that wanted to get started. And then around in my late 20s, I decided, hey, let's make a career of this. So I left a job in corporate America that I absolutely hated. Was actually on a hike with my wife, Jen. And we decided, hey, let's make a big change. I wanted to be in fitness, and she wanted to be in nutrition.
Love that.
Yeah, it was cool. We were in Santa Barbara, California at the time. We decided we were going to upend everything. We were going to sell everything we owned, pack it all into our vehicles, and drive up here to North Idaho and start a gym.
Did you have a connection to North Idaho at the time, like family or friends?
My mom was the one who introduced us to this area. And she brought us up here skiing, and she introduced us, and we just figured that was the place to go. So she was up here. She helped us with the transition, helped us, because we made that transition, and all of a sudden we're terrified. We made this big jump. We're super excited. Yeah. And we got up here like, whoa, what do we do now? Like, oh my gosh. And so 6 months after we moved here, we joined up with some other guys and started what was then CrossFit Sandpoint. And we were off to the races.
You know, I love it. It's interesting to me that when people really do have a passion in their life, and the first thing, or at least one of the main things they want to do, is share it with somebody. You want to teach. You have a teacher's heart in addition to an athlete's heart. And that's why I think you're successful at what you do, because you want to share it passionately.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't think it's for everybody, but for myself, I get more excitement out of seeing other people mm-hmm. do things than I do myself. And that's still true to this day. Like, things in the gym, like, I get the most electrified when I see somebody do something they either didn't think was possible,
yeah,
or that it's just something new. So that's
it's progress.
Still, yeah, totally. Yeah,
not perfection. Yep. All right. Before we go any further, let's let our audience know when you got started with the gym and the location, and a good phone number in case they want to get in touch with you later.
So we started in 2012, in the fall of 2012. We are at 215 Olive Avenue next to City Hall. Mm-hmm. And a good phone number is 208-610-2220. And our website is sandpointstrength.com.
All right, sandpointstrength.com. So 601-2220, that's your cell phone, isn't it?
610, yeah.
610.
It is, yeah.
Thank you. All right, good. There's another number they can get on your website, but we won't confuse you with additional numbers. You can always Google it, Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning.
Yeah, and I'm sincerely just happy to help. If people have questions, I know this stuff's confusing. Hopefully we'll get into some of that in a second here, but I'm more than happy to just help. If they want to send me a text message or give me a call,
awesome.
I just like talking about this
All
stuff.
Right.
It's fun.
So what are the different services that you offer? If a person comes in and they talk to you about it, what are they going to see that they can do?
So all of the things that we do in our gym are coached. So we do group classes that are led by an instructor or coach. We also do personal training, obviously led by a coach, and we do nutrition coaching.
That is really good. So people won't just come in and start, you know, go over and get on a machine and start doing their thing.
Correct. Yep.
I like that, because I think I'm just speaking for, you know, maybe kind of me not knowing so much about working out, but doing it correctly. Mm-hmm. We need a coach, don't we, to get the right form, the right rhythm and everything. Is that true?
I believe so. Yeah. I think that I'm very self motivated. I like doing things myself. I've worked on all my own vehicles. But what I've tended to learn over the years is that it takes a lot longer, and you often mess it up more often than is worthwhile.
And so mess it up as in hurt yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so you save yourself a lot of time, a lot of trouble by having a coach and someone to cut through that. They've spent the years learning how to do this correctly, and they can share that with you. So you take the shortcut.
Exactly. And you do it right, and you do it right from the get-go as best you can as you advance.
Yeah, and you have the support as you – I think it's really important to have the support when things don't go right. And I don't mean injury. I mean if you don't attend, or you have a bad day, or you feel frustrated, or you're just kind of in the struggle, to have somebody lend a hand
to
help walk you through it, because that's normal. That's part of the process. But when you try and do it alone, it's really overwhelming and really – really frustrating, and it causes most people to quit, which is the biggest problem.
The biggest thing. I'm already thinking I need to have Jen on for a nutrition segment.
Oh, yeah.
And do that. That would be great. So, okay, Jen, we're getting you on my calendar here. So, describe the ages or the ability of your clientele. Do you have all ages, or who do you have?
Yeah, we really do. We start at 8, and we go up to... I would like to say late 70s. We may have some people in their 80s, but it's really all ranges, all abilities. You know, we try and – I think we specialize in the beginner who are just getting started, but we also have some very, very talented athletes as well. So,
I think that coaching, group class with a coach, personal coaching, and nutritional coaching would draw in people that are somewhere in the beginning or midpoint of their journey where they want to really make it better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Just those first steps are hard. It's like unsticking the Velcro, like that first, like trying to peel it apart. It's just hard to do. And but by getting started in the correct way with support and with instruction, with what to do, and with a positive environment, for something that is hard, it becomes much, much, much easier.
So what kind of classes do you have? What is the class? What do the classes do?
So every single class, we will do a form of a warm-up. We'll do some sort of strength work. We'll do some sort of conditioning is the title in our name, but that's cardiovascular work. And then we'll do some sort of a cool down or mobility range of motion type work.
So did you say strength training? Is that with free weights or?
Yeah, so it is. It can't be. But what I like to think about in strength is movement patterns. Mm-hmm. So life consists of movement patterns. We all bend, we all squat, we all push, we all pull, we carry, we climb. And strength training is going to be refining those movement patterns. And in terms of strength and adding resistance, like that's just adding challenge. I think it's really important to think about practice. Like what we're doing in the gym is practicing for life. And practice comes through repetition. And so therein lies when we talk about sets and repetitions in the gym, like we're just getting practice repetitions. And so by adding strength, if something's a little bit on the easier side, your body will then adapt if we add resistance. Sorry, I reverse that a little bit. But if you add resistance or add challenge, your body will adapt to that challenge and become better, stronger, and more refined in that movement pattern.
I love this whole idea of movement patterns because it's like functional.
And exactly.
That's in your website about functional movement. We need to be able to reach up high up on our tippy toes and get something and not fall over.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the real deal, whether you're 20 or 70.
Or put it in the overhead compartment on the plane and not drop it on somebody's head. You know what I mean? I see that all the time.
That little heavy carry-on, I will often turn to somebody that looks like you and say, do you think you could help me get this up there?
Absolutely. But
and
you know,
they always say yes.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah. And one of the things we really like to do or think about is how people can keep doing what they're doing until their late 80s, 90s, and beyond. I don't know how long, you know, we're more advanced. We know more. I think people are going to live longer and longer and longer. But
if they're healthy and strong in their muscles.
Yeah, exactly. But then the functionality of that, to be able to retain that forever, is just so, so exciting to me.
Yeah. You know, before we went on the air, we talked about just don't stop moving. And that's kind of what you're talking about. Keep moving. Comment on that a little bit, that consistency, even if it's just normal things during the day and going to the gym.
Yeah, one of my favorite analogies for this is your muscles and range of motion, there's like wet cement. And if you slosh it, if you move, if you keep moving cement around, it's not going to set. But if you let it set, it's really hard to get it undone again. And it's not to say that it can't. You certainly can.
Right.
But the more you keep it moving, the less it's going to get rigid. And that's just like your body. So the less you move it, the more you sit in a spot. Like we all sit in chairs probably too often.
Right.
The longer we sit in those chairs, the more our bodies start to conform to those ranges of motion.
Almost immediately. I mean, sit too long watching TV and then try to get up and yeah. move with that fluid hip movement like you could and can.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, it's a little stiff.
Yeah. And if you watch the kids we have in our gym, they can squat all the way down to the ground. They can do all these crazy things. And I'm often struck by somebody who comes in and says, I remember when I could do that. Yes. So we all could at some point, but during the chain of our life, we stop moving, we stop doing, and we start to set.
You know, you talked about the body taking kind of the easy way out. You do it over and over the same thing, and your body finds ways to get adjusted to that. And so it's not working as hard. First of all, is that true? And then my second question, we'll probably have to take a break in the middle of this. That's why only walking isn't enough, because your body gets into a little groove there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, quite frankly, I think walking is great. Like, I think that's a really good thing for people to do, especially if they're just getting going. Like, just walking for 30 minutes a day is going to be, it's going to put you in a pretty good spot. Your body will always adapt to the stressors that, or lack thereof, that are put upon it. And that's human nature. That's how we've evolved to where we are today. But it's going to adapt, and so by continuing to add stress, it's going to continue to adapt to that stress, and you'll continue to get stronger. So
a couple of ideas that popped into my head about stress, I'd like you to comment on. Like, one stress is your brain stress, because you need to be doing different things and different rhythms to get your brain going also. It doesn't go to sleep. And the other thing, Kenny, that I find if I walk, which in the summertime I love to do, the weather is good, but I'm like, upper body is just kind of, even if I'm trying to pump my arms, they're not just really...
Yeah.
You know, I've got audible, I'm having fun, my arms go to sleep.
Yeah, sure. And that's, again, I think walking can be great, but I think for a well-rounded, functional body, you should be moving in all the planes that we can move, and continuing to try and add resistance to those things, just so you can be prepared for life.
Yeah. I really love the idea of movement patterns. I'm probably going to repeat that a couple of times today, because I really like it, because that is life function right there.
Yeah, completely. Something about the stress too that I think is worth coming back to is the benefits of strength. Is one of the massive benefits that I've seen time and time and time again in our gym is bone density.
Mm.
So as people get on in years, they tend to get weaker bones, mm-hmm. which tend to lead towards more catastrophic incidents if they fall mm-hmm. or injure themselves. But the most effective way to build bone density is through resistance training, because your body will adapt to that stress. So the structure gets stronger to adapt to the stress that you're putting upon it.
So do you have machines in your gym and people are coached, like a leg press to do that, or is it... group, do you have machines also to help support?
No, not really.
Okay.
We really try and get the body to move on its own.
Really interesting.
Yeah,
it
trains balance. It trains your body. Again, the trying to get your body to move how it's intended to move and will in life. I'm not sure of how many times in your life you'll be on a leg in a situation where you'll use a leg press, but you'll squat, you'll get up and off the couch or toilet multiple times throughout the day, and
exactly.
you need to practice that stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
And so we will, you know, we'll sit, depending on somebody's capability. Some people can squat without any sort of assistance. Others can't. Others have a hard time with that. And so we'll use different implements, like a box. Mm-hmm. So they will sit down to a 24-inch box, for example. So they have some assistance, so they're not going to fall over. So they can practice that sitting down and standing up. And as they progress, as we can add range of motion, we'll have them go down to a 20-inch box or a 16-inch box. And then they're able to squat on their own. So in other words, we have a progression to continue to add or stimulate new stress and new adaptations to that movement pattern, no matter where somebody's at. So we don't really... I don't believe that we really need machines.
I am I cannot tell you, this is the most illuminating thing that you've said. I mean, it's all good. It's all good. But I mean that you don't have. I mean, most gyms you walk into, that's it, clanking away, people working on their own. I don't like it because I don't think they stay clean. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of. But that's really impressive, Kenny. I'm just really interested in the idea of this functionality and this movement patterns that are real life that we need to sustain and practice throughout our life.
Yeah, good. Thanks. I'm glad. I'm glad we're having this conversation because it's super important.
I'm really glad our audience is hearing this because I think that, I mean, I don't know how, if it's new information, but it's information I think most people are not thinking of when they think of going to the gym.
Yeah.
I think this is an encouragement to go to the gym.
Yeah, and actually, you know, conversely, I agree. I'd love people to come to my gym or any gym. I think that we've, as a country, we've never been worse, despite all the information and new stuff that we have.
That's where Jen's going to come in.
Yeah,
we do not eat right.
Yeah.
Listen, we're up against a break. Hold that thought. We're going to take that break right now.
So, we heard you're thinking about making some improvements in that bathroom of yours. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we are the perfect place to make that happen. One of our real specialties here at Selkirk has always been the design and installation of high-quality glass shower enclosures. All it takes is a call to ask for one of our highly experienced people to come out to your home for a free measurement. Our most popular style of enclosure has always been the frameless design, featuring the thicker glass panels with a minimum of hardware. These enclosures can really open up a bathroom space. And if installing clear glass gives you the maintenance willies, never fear, because all of our showers are available with the option of a clear glass protective coating. And if the frameless wasn't what you had in mind, we also offer a myriad of handsome frame showers. Are you interested in opening up that bathroom space even more? We offer custom mirror work as well. But one of the most valuable services we offer is that of the very best installation team in our area. They'll help make that new bathroom a reality. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
Get ready for the largest national RV show ever this Thursday through Monday at the downtown Spokane Convention Center. Multiple RV dealers, countless manufacturers, and unbeatable deals. Shop Brinkley, Grand Design, Jayco, Bigfoot, and more. All the newest travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. And all with massive manufacturers discounts. Free admission, live music, adult beverages, family fun, scavenger hunts. And you could win a new RV. Doors open 9 a.m. Thursday at the Downtown Spokane Convention Center. Schedule a free VIP tour at nationalrvshow.com.
Ready to enjoy a vacation close to home? Come stay for less and play for more at the Kootenai Casino. These offers are amazing. Right now, cozy up in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room for just $59 midweek and $89 on the weekends. An incredible bang for your buck. You'll enjoy the indoor swimming pool, soothing hot tub, and more. Right now, the Springs Restaurant is offering a delicious lunch and hearty breakfast specials for just $12. And you can get a $25 dinner for two special Sunday through Thursday. Every getaway deserves a little pampering, and that's exactly what you'll get at the Kootenai Spa, with great rates on massage and body treatments, facials, nails, and lashes. And in the red hot Kootenai Casino, join us for weekend spin and win, happy hour promotions, and all your favorite games. Join us in January at the Kootenai Casino and win this winter. Book your stay and play now. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We have got it going on for your good health today. We're talking with Kenny Marquardt. He is the owner and clearly the leading energy at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. And Kenny, I was telling you on the break, I'm blown away that you don't have equipment, exercise equipment. Explain to our audience again what your concept is on this movement patterns, this functional movement is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's the way your body is going to move in life, and we want to practice those things. And, you know, squatting and bending and pushing and pulling are the things that we do in life. And so we want to train and practice and add ability into those things. So again, we want people to do things for as long as they possibly can. And oftentimes people have conceptions of what they want to do later in life, either in retirement or with their grandchildren or et cetera. And you can usually think about those things. They want to go explore Europe, or they want to pick their grandkids up and put them on the monkey bars, or they want to put things in the overhead compartments. I mean, there's just a litany of things that again, we talked about the wet cement drying. Like, if you don't use these things and you don't practice these things, if you go and try and do them, you're going to have a very hard time. And so by practicing and adding challenge to those things in the gym, you will get better and you'll be able to do these for, I don't know when. I don't see any reason you'll have to stop.
There's no reason to stop.
Yeah.
I like the idea of practicing because, you know, like it's been a little while since I flew. So I haven't lifted up a great big heavy suitcase into the overhead. So I need to be practicing that for when those rarer events occur. But I'm reaching up all the time in the kitchen or in the bookcase or something.
Yeah, you've got a ways to go, but I think a lot of, as people get older in years, independence is really, 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 really important. I think we've all got friends or elder loved ones who have had experiences where they've lost that independence and they've gotten themselves in some really precarious situations. But through training their strength ability and their ability to get up off the ground or their ability to pick things up or their ability to self-rescue, for lack of a better word, keeps them independent. And I think that's what a lot of us want for the rest of our lives.
I agree. And yeah, I was talking to someone the other day and they said, well, they were looking for something or they were thinking about not getting a place that had steps in it. And I said, I don't know. I might consider, I've got steps and I consider it my gym. I'm up and down those steps every day. And there you are again. It's this movement pattern, this functional thing. I'm going up and down steps. I'm careful, Kenny. But, you know, I don't jump down the way I did when I was 10.
Yeah.
But I am not holding on and pulling myself up. I'm going up steps.
Intentional. Yeah, the intentional movement thing. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways I hope people can hear from this is just being intentional about your movement every day. And that can be, it doesn't have to be an hour in the gym. That's great if it is. But if you can intentionally move your body in movement patterns that you experience in life, you're going to be so far above, it doesn't matter where you are above other people, but you'll be so far ahead of where you could be if you don't.
Yeah, if you start now, 5 years down the road, you're definitely better off than you would have been if you didn't.
Even taking the stairs, you said that, but I think that's lost. Taking the elevator versus if you intentionally take the stairs,
oh my gosh,
you will your life will be infinitely better.
Always park at the far end of Walmart or Yokes or wherever you are. Park over next to that bank that isn't there anymore and walk and push that cart and then bring the cart back.
That's right.
Please
glad you said that.
Just because you're in front of wherever, bring the cart back. It's the right thing to
do. That's right. Exactly.
You got to keep your heart strong and your spirit. All right. I want to ask you what it's like to be a personal trainer. I know I said on the break, you know, dish the dirt, and you know I didn't mean that. But what is it like to be a personal trainer? What are your challenges?
My challenges, and I have this conversation with every new coach that we hire at the gym, of which we have 8 at the moment.
Wow.
So we have quite a few. And they, I think you said something, I'm the chief. I lead the energy, but I disagree. I think our staff does. They're phenomenal. It's having your heart broken, which I don't mean that, but I mean every single person that walks in the door, they tell me their goals, they tell me their hopes and their dreams, and I literally have a vision of us having this big hug or high five moment because I know what we can do. I believe we can change. We can make change in everybody, and I know how to do that. We know how to do that. But oftentimes it just doesn't stick. People are prone to their habits or whatever. And so, you know, over the thousands or so people who've been through the gym, they're all still there. And I think that having, again, heartbroken is maybe a little bit extreme, but you feel a little bit of sadness when you're not able to change everybody in the way that, right, you know possible. So,
you know, it's interesting because that leads me to the next question that I want to ask you about is keeping us motivated. How do you keep us motivated, but how do we self-motivate, do you think?
Small wins, focusing on the process instead of the outcome. Mm-hmm. And I think that, the journey of 1,000 steps starts with one, and continuing to take those steps is how you get there. A good analogy I've heard is if you're going to walk across the country, you wouldn't sprint the first mile and then take a nap for a couple of weeks and then, right, sprint another mile. You just take, there's a good book actually called The 20 Mile March. And it's just about if that's what you want to do, if you want to go across the country, just walk 20 miles at a time, take it easy, take the pace that you need to do. But the point is that you check that box every day. Are you familiar with Duolingo? No. So anyways, it's an app, a language learning app.
Duolingo.
Yeah. And the point is that they have this very addictive thing that they have where you'll get streaks going. So you'll do one day and you check a box, and you do another day and you check a box, and all of a sudden you have 5 days checked. And that sixth day is very tempting to do because you want to check that box. And it's not that you've learned the language that you're trying to learn in that week, but you've checked those boxes. And by rewarding yourself, whether it's mentally or actually having a reward through the box checking, that's the most important thing I think that you can do, because the destination just feels really far away at times. Yeah. But if knowing that you've taken that step every day, you're going to do it.
And taking that step is doable right then.
Yeah.
This is the whole basis for drug, whatever it's called, AA. Is that for drugs too? I don't know. Anyway, it's that one day at a time, one, yep, step at a time. Keep it up. Check the box.
Yeah, exactly. And in the context of, let's say, weight loss, 1 to 2 pounds a week is universally accepted as that's the best pace you can do.
Achievable.
Yeah, it's sustainable. It's not, you're not doing it through a manner that's going to rebound really fast. And that's, when I say that to somebody, okay, if you want to lose 30 pounds, that means you have 30 weeks. That's more than half of a year, and you're probably going to have some setbacks. So let's realistically say it's a year. And that sounds okay. But when you go through a week and you've tried really hard and you've lost a pound, and you still have 29 more, like, that's really, it's a little bit discouraging. In fact, the first week's okay. Third week, when you've lost 3 pounds,
you might plateau.
Yeah, you just feel like, you know what, I'm not getting the reward and soon enough. And so by focusing on the process and just understanding that it's going to take some time, but rewarding yourself mentally for the box checking, the process, that's the best way to do it by far.
This is so good for motivation. This is so good. Nike had it right. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
One step at a time. You know what my mother told me, and probably totally different context. I think it was cleaning my room, but it was just don't stop. Because if you stop, then you get distracted. You get whatever. Just do it,
yeah,
and finish it. Don't stop. And then you can go do something else.
Yeah.
And how old I am, we're not going to talk about that. But the issue is, here I am umpty dumpty years later, and I remember that.
Yeah.
And it motivates me.
Yeah.
I think of it, I'll go, just don't stop. Just get the laundry done. Just do it.
Yep. And it is, honestly, I think it doesn't even, the quality isn't as nearly as important as the process. In other words, like, I don't try that hard in the gym. Like, that sounds weird, but I go to the gym every day. I do something. I intentionally move my body. I don't really try that hard because I know I'm going to be doing this for another 80 years.
Yeah.
And so it's not, I don't need to win that day.
Yes.
Like, the winning of the day is by doing the thing. It's not by killing yourself in the gym every single day. I think that that's very short-sighted and will lead to,
and no kidding, no pun intended, killing yourself in the gym, killing yourself at anything is never a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you will give it up.
Right.
Who wants to get killed every day in the sense of discouraged or,
right,
hurting or,
yeah,
overwhelmed or whatever.
And especially this time of year, we're in the second week of January.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people start the year out with gusto. They've got guilt from the holidays or the lack of movement from December, and they're going to hit it as hard
since
as they can.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, right. The 6 weeks leading up, and they hit it as hard as they can. And they do that for 10 days, and they're sore, they're tired, they're beat up, and
it's
they just
dark.
Stop. It's over. Yeah, right.
It's dark outdoors.
And so it causes them to stop.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody needs to go back about 3 weeks and listen to my interview at NorthIdahoRadio.com with Susan Gordon. What an incredible counselor at the Human Connection, because we talked about this. You know, whether it's January or July, we need to be intentional. We need to be smart. Have things that are measurable and doable and achievable. That's in that SMART. And that's the way you win.
Yes.
You don't do it by just going all out in January like a crazy person. It's consistent practice. I love that you've used that word, Kenny.
Good. Yeah.
Practice it. Because practice, okay, I don't want to say makes perfect, but makes better.
Yeah, totally.
It's not about perfection.
No,
right.
Yeah, that's great, though, because I'm glad you said that. I think being gentle with yourself, too,
amen,
is really important. I think people come out of the holidays with guilt, like I just said. I think they do the same thing if they happen to stop for a couple of weeks in February or March, and they feel so bad. But the seasonality of life is real. And there are times in the gym where I'm very consistent. There's other times where I'm less consistent, but I've done this for my whole life. And so I know that I just start back on Monday or Tuesday or whatever.
What's the deal? We're so hard on ourselves. We just like condemn ourselves and you're this and you're that. But if you were looking at a friend and your friend said, oh, I didn't go to the gym or, you know, I ate that pizza, whatever. And you'd say, well, it's okay, you know. It's, you know, just keep trying. You're doing really great.
Yeah.
You'd never say that, you know. We need
to say that to ourselves. We're our own worst enemies and our own worst coaches.
I know. That's why we need Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning to be our coaches, to be our positive input, to lift us up and give us an atta girl.
Yeah. You need someone to tell you it's okay, to talk you out of the shame that we feel about certain behaviors, because everybody is the same. Like you said, I'm supposed to be the model, and I am the model because I don't have that shame because I've done this for so long.
Right.
But the fact that like I don't always make my workout. Sometimes I take weeks off. Sometimes I get out of the habit, but I just start again and I'm okay. It's all good.
That's a good word. All right. We're going to take a break on that right now.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball, check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month, and now with expanded weekend hours. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
New year, big savings at North Forty Outfitters. Save on feed for your livestock and pets. 55-pound bags of North Forty Sweet or Dry Cob are $11.95. $3 off all 50-pound or larger bags of Country Companion livestock feed. Get a $20 gift card for every 33-pound or larger bag of Science Diet dog food. That's not all. Save up to $55 on our top footwear brands like Noble, Ariat, Georgia, and more. Sale ends January 19th. North Forty Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack-a-doodle.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Hey everybody, welcome in. We are talking with Kenny Markwart. He is the owner, and he and his team are just this energy and this expertise at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. They're located right here in Sandpoint at 215 South Olive. And you can get in touch with Kenny directly if you have any questions. You want to set up a meeting to analyze what you may need, what you think you want to do. It's 208-610-2220. Easy to remember, but you can just Google it. Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, and you will find these people. So, Kenny, I am just so excited about what you're presenting today about no equipment in the gym. I can't get over it. It's like, I feel like I've been set free from the leg press or something.
Right.
You know, I like it.
Yeah.
Squats are so much more natural and functional and what I do every day.
Yeah.
And you guys out there listening also do. So I hope you're enjoying it. All right, so let's spend some time talking about things that we can do around our gym workout, around our walking, around our water aerobics, if you do that. What are some of the things we can do, like food? I know Jen will be here, but what about food?
So food can be really complicated in presentation, but it's really not. If you start with protein, that's it. Like that's the foundation. I usually do a presentation at the school every year, and I talk about how if you just start every meal with protein, you're in such a good spot. So for men, that's about 2 palm sizes of protein per meal.
Oh,
yeah, which is quite. It feels like a lot.
Yeah,
and for women, it's about 1.
Guys are typically bigger.
Yes. Yeah, so more specifically, about 1 gram per pound of body weight is a good place to start. But that's gets in the weeds a little bit.
Yeah,
but if you just look at your palm,
how active you are.
Well, not necessarily. No, that should be everybody. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's typically the protein's just going to go back to rebuilding muscle. It generally doesn't convert into fat.
I'll get into this with Jen. And Jen that I keep talking about is Kenny's wife, and she's the nutrition coach at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. So that's why this name keeps coming up, and she's not here on the microphone with us
she's
right now.
My better
now.
Half, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I am almost vegan. I mean, there are a few every now and then. I mean, if I go to somebody's house and they serve up chicken, I eat the chicken.
Yeah.
It's not that it's going to hurt me, but I tend to be vegan. So I eat. So, but protein, whatever your sources, whether it's beans and tofu or really good grass-fed lean meat,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all good. What else about food in terms of calories? Is there, I know that you get in the weeds with that too.
Yeah, you can, but it still remains true. Like the calories in, calories out is still 100% true. I think you can get into food quality. You can get into a lot of nuance within that. But if you eat more calories than you burn, you're going to gain weight.
Yeah.
If you eat less, you're going to lose weight.
I just heard a doctor talk about that. It might have been online, I'm pretty sure. And he was just saying we've made it so complicated.
Yep.
And really, he said, just exactly, Kenny, what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the bottom line. Healthy calories, lots of different choices, you know, but in terms of the number of calories in, number of calories out.
Yeah, and circling a little bit back to the strength development that we were talking about, is that strength will put on muscle, which I don't mean you're going to turn into a bodybuilder. I mean, you're going to add lean mass, which is somewhat of your investment account in your body, where the more muscle you have, that's what your body's going to burn calories at rest. Muscle takes energy to stay alive.
Right.
And so the more muscle that you have, the more you have, the more calories you're able to eat, or the more calories you're going to burn just staying at rest. So in other words, if I have 106 pounds of lean body mass, which is what I have, I can eat about 2,400 calories a day to stay the same, which is significant.
Yeah.
And so if you add muscle to your body, that is, it's like passive, and it's like a passive investment.
Exactly.
So you'll get to get that return while you're just hanging out and your muscles are just trying to stay alive.
Exactly. Even when you sleep, they're in there burning calories. And the reverse is true too. If you allow your muscles to not get used that much, and you're not building them up and you're not giving them protein, you lose muscle and then you are less able to do things and you are burning fewer calories.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the opposite will work against you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they both have a lot of benefit. I think people should do strength training and they should do some sort of cardiovascular work, which we didn't talk too much about.
Yeah, we didn't.
That's okay. That's more active calorie burn. So muscle development is passive calorie burn. Cardiovascular work will be active calorie burn. And just to briefly touch on that, because I think it's important, is zone two cardio is a really popular word these days. You don't need to get into the science of it, but if you can do 20 to 30 minutes or more a day of intentional movement where you can just barely hold a conversation. Mm. So we call it conversational pace. It should be like you can't sing a song, but you could have a conversation. Like right there at that edge is what the best way to figure out your zone two. And that the reason that that's important, so we talked about strength stuff. That's what we call health span. So that your functionality, but your lifespan, the longer you're able to live is your lifespan. That will be improved with a lower resting heart rate, lower blood pressure, better blood markers, and that's going to be improved through cardiovascular work. So they're both very, very important.
You know, the thing I think is important that I want people to hear is I think that we underestimate what we think zone two, as you said, cardio is. We feel like we're working out. You're not there.
Yeah.
It is a little bit more.
Yeah.
You really can't sing.
Yeah.
you can't extend.
I definitely can't sing.
Yeah. In addition, you cannot sing. But you can still talk, but you can't just like we're talking now.
Yeah, correct.
It's, you know, you're breathing and you're pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, but I think that's the foundation. You don't have to kill back to what we said, you don't have to kill yourself. That's it. Like that's really, you don't have to beat yourself
20,
up.
20, 30 minutes a day, push it.
Yeah, that's it. That's great. If you do that and move in your movement patterns, you're nailing it.
And keep cleaning the house. Don't give up on that. Okay, last one that I think we have time for is hydration. I just, you know, for me, hydration is everything, to always have water or whatever. What do you think?
Body weight in ounces. So drink your body weight in ounces every day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it can be. Depending on where you're at.
But even if you're at where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, 127, that's 120. That's like twice what I drink.
Well, there you go.
I drink like 70.
So I discussed the cement analogy earlier, and that upholds with hydration. So water in your muscles keeps them hydrated, keeps them pliable, keeps them moving. So, yeah.
More motion water is lotion and water is lotion. All right. Well, that's going to have to be the last word for today. Honestly, I've enjoyed this so much. Thank you, Kenny, for all that you do. Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, give it a shout out. And come on back next Tuesday as we continue to update you on areas of your good health and well-being. Next week, it's all about healthy teeth and gums and a beautiful smile with Dr. Mark Hahn. So thanks again, everybody, for coming along with us today. Take care of yourself. Slow down out there. Love each other. And may God richly bless you, my friends.
Thank you.